BBC News with Sue Montgomery. There have been multiple airstrikes across the southern suburbs of the Lebanese capital, Beirut, where the Israeli military has targeted branches of a bank it accuses of helping to finance Hezbollah. Those living near the bank's offices have been told to leave. Streets were soon filled with people seeking safer neighbourhoods. Jonathan Head is in Beirut.
The warnings issued to people in Lebanon by the Israeli military were unusually blunt and sweeping. "We will strike several targets in the coming hours," it read, "and additional targets through the night." People in 25 locations were warned to leave. Shortly after that, loud explosions were heard in southern Beirut, one after the other. The main focus of these attacks appears to be the Hezbollah bank, called Al-Qaad Al-Hassan, which Israel accuses of funneling Iranian money to the group to fund buying and storing weapons and to pay the salaries of its members. Several of the bank's branches appear to have been bombed.
The Moldovan president says an unprecedented assault on democracy is to blame for the poor showing of her camp in Sunday's presidential election and referendum on ties with Europe. Maia Sandu topped the poll, but by a much lower margin than expected, and will face a second round next month. Her bid to rewrite the constitution, to include the aspiration of EU membership, appears to have been rejected by Moldovans. Sarah Rainsford reports from Maia Sandu's campaign headquarters in Chisinau.
The president's team had been quietly confident ahead of the elections, even as police and prosecutors uncovered a major plan to disrupt things, which they linked to Moscow. Now, in a short speech, the president has denounced what she called an unprecedented assault on Moldova's democracy. She didn't mention Russia directly, but she talked of foreign forces working with criminal groups to spread propaganda and to buy up to 300,000 votes.
The widow of the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has told the BBC she's determined to continue his fight against Vladimir Putin and stand for election as Russia's president when the time is right. Yulia Navalnaya, whose husband died in a Russian penal colony this year, currently faces arrest if she returns to the country after being accused of participating in extremism. She's publishing her husband's memoir. She says he was kept in solitary confinement for much longer than normal.
He was tortured and he was starving. And usually the normal practice is punishment just for 2 weeks. And my husband spent there almost 1 year.
World News from the BBC. A Mexican priest who campaigned for indigenous rights has been shot dead outside a church in the state of Chiapas. Father Marcelo Perez was attacked by mass gunmen after celebrating mass in San Cristobal de las Casas. The UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has appealed at the start of a biodiversity summit in Colombia for nations to provide significant investment in a fund set up to conserve and restore nature. He said the destruction of plants and wildlife increased the risks of conflicts, hunger, disease and economic decline. The Global Biodiversity Framework Fund was created last year to help countries achieve the goals of halting and reversing the loss of flora and fauna by 2030. Hurricane Oscar has made landfall in eastern Cuba, packing winds of nearly 130 kilometres an hour. The island is already without electricity because of the failure of Cuba's power plant on Friday. But President Miguel Díaz-Canel said the authorities were doing as much as they could to keep the population safe. On the penultimate weekend of the US presidential election race, Kamala Harris has been marking her 60th birthday while campaigning in the state of Georgia. She was joined at an event in Atlanta by the music legend Stevie Wonder, who serenaded the Democratic candidate with a version of his hit, Happy Birthday. The Republican candidate, Donald Trump, has spent the day in Pennsylvania, where he turned his hand to working in a branch of McDonald's. He wished his opponent well on her milestone birthday.
I would say happy birthday, Kamala. She's turning 60. I think I'll get her some flowers. Maybe I'll get her some fries. You're right, that might be. I'll give her some McDonald's. I'll get her a McDonald's hamburger.
BBC News.